share with you out of the third chapter of Daniel. I'm going to be reading verses 20 through 27. Bible reads this morning the third chapter of Daniel. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste, spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and kings, and counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was in a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Supporting scripture, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through or what I'm going through. I'll serve the Lord. Sometimes we need to be very careful what we say, what we sing, what we think. For if we all agree, if we all have sang along with the choir, for the rest of my life, I'll serve the Lord, then we ought to be committed to what we say. One thing we have to understand and know is that in serving God, it does not make you a perfect person. So don't be afraid to be a servant of the Most High God. Just let go and let God. Sometimes we are led to believe that in order to serve God, I got to do everything just right. And we all know that none of us does everything just right. There's not an individual in here. I don't care who you are, where you come from, how long you've been saved and sanctified. There's something wrong with every one of us. And we ought to have a mind this morning when we know that we serve such a loving and a masterful God. Every now and again, we ought to want to praise him. Sometimes we ought to want to take time out just to tell God, thank you. There are those that would say this morning that I've been going through so much that I really don't have anything to thank the Lord for. But you just don't realize that it could be worse than what it is right now. So you ought to be thankful that God has blessed and it allowed you another opportunity just to be in the house of the Lord one more time. See, I thank God. I thank God for traveling grace and mercy, thanking God to be back here in this place at this given time, and the blood still running warm in my vein, breathing God's breath, and just being mindful that if it had not been for the love of a loving God, none of us would be here this morning. I thank you. I thank God because I stand just like David when he said that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You ought to be glad to be in the house this morning. Anybody just glad just to be here one more time? Realizing that it's not any of your merits. It's not that you are so special, but you had a mind to just come to the house of God and didn't come to the house just to say, I went to the Fowl's Chapel, I went to church this morning, but I come to receive a blessing. Even in coming to deliver a message, I come this morning to receive a blessing. In fact, I've already been blessed by the power of God. But I know that there's more blessings in store for us. All we have to do is just have a mind to reach out and think in our minds and believe that whatever we ask God for, God is able to do it. I found out, and I already knew that God is everywhere, but when we got to New Jersey on last Sunday morning and everything was running very smooth, and about this time I was still just sitting there, about 1 o'clock I was still just sitting there, but I kept on trying to make sure that I looked right on my face. See, sometimes you got to realize that what you look like on your face tell too much of what's going on in your life. So we got to be ever so careful not to let the secret out. Hallelujah. Every now and again, you got to learn how to tarry. You got to learn that it's not all about you. I've learned that it's not my program. I'm just part of the program. So you got to wait until they say you can get up. And then when you get up, do what you got to do and sit back down. Sometimes some of us, we get a little impatient and we want everything to just come just when we want it. But God just don't work like that sometimes. Sometimes you just got to wait on God. And there are those that will have you to think that while you're waiting on God, trouble is going to come. Sometimes it does. But in the midst of your waiting, sometimes joy comes and blessings come, deliverance come. How many of you this morning waiting on God to do something? Anybody else glad to be in the house of God this morning? Today is a day of celebration here at the Fowl's Chapel Baptist Church for our family. It is a day of celebration with our family, friends, our sisters and brothers of our community, all of those that help make up the body of Christ. And we welcome you to this great day of celebration, homecoming. Homecoming. We're going to set the stage this morning and we're going to make a foundation so that when the man of God comes this afternoon, that part will already been done. And when the man comes throughout the rest of the week, that part will have already been done. But I want to let you know this morning that we got to have a mind. I'm speaking to members now. All the members of the Fowl's Chapel Baptist Church, we are in revival this week. We have gone out and we've shown ourselves friendly to many of the other revivals in the community. And if you went, you went. If you didn't go, you didn't go. But we're not worried. I'm not worried about that now. My concern is that when we get ready for our revival, starting on today, glad to see your faces this morning. First of all, thank you for being a witness to the power of a mighty God. But now we are having dinner at 1:30. We're having service again. At 3 o'clock. So it would be very nice if the members of the Fowl's Chapel Baptist Church would not only stay and eat dinner, but come back and share in the service at 3 o'clock. Now, Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m., the doors will already be open. The service of the Lord will be going on. And one thing those of us that were under the leadership of Dr. F.D. Betts learned is charity starts. I know you knew it. So show me that you know that you know. Don't let me have to dig Doc up this week to give some of you some reminders of what he told us and what he taught us, and those things that he taught us were very important. It may seem a little comical to some, but let us be committed and obligated to the church that we call home. Let us be committed to the revival that we come to be replenished and to be restored and to get back some of those things that the enemy thought that he stole from us, and just to help to encourage somebody else along the way. Enough said. As we enter into our revival. First and foremost, let us seek God's will. We've been praying and we are asking God to bless us this week. And as we prayed and asked God to bless us, you cannot have a revival without prayer. Then you got to understand that all the prayer can't come from right here. All the prayer can't come from over there. It's got to come from all over the house. Anybody in here, even though you're blessed, do anybody still need something from God? How many of you know that whatever it is that you need from the Lord, God has it. All you got to do is trust and believe. We got to come to a place where we can allow people to know that we have the power of a mighty God. There are those that sing, and sometimes I want somebody to see Jesus in me. Well, if you want somebody to see Jesus in you, first of all, you got to let him in. And once he get on the inside, you got to let him work, because if you don't let him work, then he's just in there. But you got to allow him to use you just the same way you allow the enemy to use you. You got to allow God to use you to be a servant of the Most High King. You got to come to a place where you got to know that you need God inside out. And there are times when you will find that you got to encourage yourself. There are times when you feel like, I just don't want to go on anymore. But every now and again, you got to tell yourself, I got to go. Every now and again, you got to tell the devil, you are nothing but a lie. I see that trap that you done set for me, but I'm going on in the name of the Lord. I'm not going to give up, because somehow and some way, I got to make it. We have a tendency sometimes to put on a happy face, have a very strong and firm demeanor when on the inside we feel like crying or screaming or cussing, one or the other. Anybody, is there anybody's story in here? There come a time when you don't want nobody to know what you're going through, so you put on your happy face. Anybody got on their church face this morning? You know, we got all kind of faces that we wear all over the land, but I want to see the real you this morning. I wanted you to take off that fake face and put on the real face. I want you to put on that face that's going to allow somebody to know exactly whose side you are standing on. See, we found out through the Bible, Proverbs 15 and 13, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. So now, if your heart is happy, then you ought to be happy on the outside. But how many of you know that there are times when you got joy down on the inside, but you got trouble in your mind, and your face just don't know what to look like? Sometimes you're so confused, you don't know whether you want to have joy or whether you want to have sadness. But I want to let you know this morning, but you can't allow the enemy to rob you of your good nature. You got to have a heart that is full of God's love. And if that heart is full of God's love, it will allow you to smile when you don't feel like smiling. Does anybody know what it is that sometimes when you just feel like your body is all wrapped in pain and the enemy tell you that you can't do it, but somewhere down on the inside you reach down and grab a double dose and you say, to God be the glory for the things he have done. Devil, you are a liar, and I'm going to get myself up out of this situation. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody in here got tired of the devil pressing them down and realize that I am a child of a mighty king? What I got to do is I got to get up off the stool of do nothing and lay aside every weight, every sin which so easily beset me, and I got to be free. Yeah. Anybody in here want to be free? Yeah. Time out for going around hummed down. So many of us, we supposed to be saved and sanctified, and we humdrum, walking around like we don't have a joy in the world. But I come to let you know this morning that if God has done something for you, don't you allow the enemy to rob you of your good joy. Don't you let the enemy rob you of being able to share a smile. See, I heard that when you smile, the world will smile with you. But the same difference, when you walking around all frowned up, somebody going to meet you where you at. But if you go with them with a cheerful heart and you got a mind to say, I'm willing to go every step of the way. How many of you know that we're going to have some trials and some tribulation? Going to have some good days and some bad days. In this life, you shall have trials and tribulations. But I don't worry about the tribulations. Don't even worry about the trials anymore, because I found out that even though I have some bad days, I'm looking for some good days. Then I'm reminded of a song that said that there is a better day coming. So I realize where I am right now is not where I got to be. Anybody got a mind to know that you can get out of that rut that you're in? Anybody tired of being in a rut? Anybody tired of being crowded by all the many circumstances that you don't have any control over? I want to help somebody this morning to let you know that you got to have a mind to let the world know that I might have gone through hell, but I'm still somebody. I might have been talked about and called everything but a child of God, but I'm still somebody. I'm going to tell somebody that I know that God is really alive. And I know that everything that I do, I got to give an answer for sometime or another in my life. As we consider and think about those things that are burdening us down, we got to learn how to be still for a moment. Anybody ever know how to just be still? See, I found out that it doesn't matter how old you are. God is able to bless anybody. Found out that God blesses the young as well as the old. But you got to learn how to trust the power of God. Seems like sometimes when you get one thing worked out, before you turn around, something else is already on your plate. But I want to tell you that there's somebody that already got a full plate. Seems like every time you turn around, something else is piled on your plate. How many of you know that when your plate gets so full, you got to throw some things away? You got to learn how to get some of the burden off of you. You got to learn how to know that you all not be burdened and weighed down by circumstances that you don't have control over. But you got to turn it over to the hand of God. You got to know that there are some things you are not able to do all by yourself. But with the power of a mighty God, the word of God said, when I am weak, God will make me strong. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There are times when you got to just steal away and get into your secret closet. You got to tell your neighbor that I'm going to be all right. I'm not going to let nobody harm me. I'm not going to let nobody steal my joy. Every now and again, you got to just be still. Anybody learn how to be still? Close your eyes for a moment. Think about what it is that you want God to do. And as you're thinking about what you want the Lord God to do, don't allow anybody or anything to get in the mix. You see, the enemy is trying to rob you. But I got it on my mind right now that I need God to bless me over and over again. I got it in my mind that I'm not going to allow the enemy to rob me of the joy of the goodness of the power of a mighty God. I want to let you know this morning that everything that you do on this side of life, you're going to have to give an account of. You heard somebody say that one day you're going to stand before the judgment seat of God. A lot of us act like that's just talk. A lot of us act like that's just something that people are talking about and it's not going to come to pass. But I want to let you know that it's not all about you. Sometimes when it seems like you're not getting what you want to get and you get wind in your jaws, you get mad and you say, I'm not going to do this or I'm not going to do that. But I want to let you know that if you don't want to go, God got somebody there to say, I'll go all by myself. I want to let you know this morning that it's time out for you thinking that it's all about you. One more second. I'm trying to learn how to preach to you and y'all don't pump me past my points. Had that problem last week. Had to set them folk down for a minute. Now, thank you. You see, when you love God and when you are a servant that don't mind allowing God to use you, it don't take very much to just get gone. Y'all know that. But every now and again, you got certain points that you need to make. You see, somebody, even me, may get the mind thought that if I'm not here, the show not going to go on. But I thank God that he gave me a different mindset. That it's not all about me. It doesn't matter which vessel God decides to use. What we got to learn how to do is trust the word of God. Now, there are a whole lot of us that might testify, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost and I got Holy Ghost power and I can say this and I can pray to God and this will happen and that will happen. I got faith the size of a mustard seed and I can make a mountain move from here to yonder. But let me tell you something. The Bible said, who then is Paul? Or who is Apollos but ministers by whom ye believed? Even the Lord that gave to every one of us. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God is the one that giveth the increase. So what Paul is saying is that even though I may plant the seed, even though Brother Ransom may come back and water it, neither one of us have anything to gloat about because God is the one that's going to give the increase. I don't care who you prayed for. God is the one that came in and blessed that individual. If you dug in your pocket and gave somebody your last dime, God is the one that gave you the resources to be able to be a help to somebody else. So don't you get the big head. Be thankful that God has blessed you to be a blessing to somebody else. The Bible says we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry and we are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation, another build thereon, but let every man take heed how he build thereupon. So as I lay this foundation, I got to take heed because I realize that there are no other foundation that can be laid than that of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says, if any man lay upon any other foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, their rain is going to be in vain. Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it because it shall be revealed by the fire. In other words, if you say you got it and you don't have it, the fire will tell the truth so. If you say that you got the power of God and you really don't have that power, the fire will try you by what sort of work that it really is. A lot of us say that we got faith in the power of God. But the Bible says faith without works is dead. And I want to let you know this morning that God is looking for somebody that is willing to say, I'll go wherever the Lord wants me to go. I want to let you know this morning that if any man work abide in which he had built thereon, he shall receive a reward. So if your work is tried by the fire and your work make it through the burning fire, then you shall receive your reward. But I stopped by to let somebody know that it's not all about John Willie Cain. It's not all about nobody in the house of faith. But it's all about a man called Jesus. This man called Jesus. He's the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. And I stopped by to help somebody to let you know that I don't look like what I've been through. I stopped by to tell somebody that there were three men by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were three Hebrew boys that loved the power of a mighty God. And they found themselves one day in the providence of King Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar was the king that had all power. One day King Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to set up a golden image. And when I set up this golden image at the sound of the music, all the people in all of the nations must bow down and worship my image. Well, I heard that they began to put up the image and the music began to play. And as the music began to play, everybody began to bow down. But these three men stood there on their feet, said, I will not bow down because I am a child of the Most High King. If there anybody in the house this morning that won't bow down to what man said, the Bible says it's better to obey God than rather than obey man. Man might tell you to do one thing, but God will tell you to do something else. The king said, if you don't bow down, I'm going to put you in the fiery furnace. In other words, if you don't do what I say, do, you're going to suffer the consequences this morning. But I stop by to let you know, I'm not worried what man can do unto me, but I serve a mighty God this morning. See, King Nebuchadnezzar, he may have had that kind of power, to build the golden image that all the people could stand and begin to bow down and worship that image. But you know, you always got somebody that is always looking and peeping, always going and stitching and telling. Always somebody got a tail on somebody else. For the Bible said there was certain saying then came and said, O King, live thou forever. Didn't you make a decree that every man, every woman, when they hear the sound of the music, that they ought to bow down and worship your image? But I know three men that you said, oh, the promise of Babylon. Every time the music played, they won't bow down. That's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I heard the king say, bring them unto me. The king brought them right into his face. They stood right there before the king's face. He said, is it true, oh Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? When I have the music played, I heard that when the music plays, you will not bow down. Now, if you don't bow down, I'm going to have to cast you into the fiery furnace. Well, these three men looked at the king. Say, oh, king, it is true. We will not bow down. And if the God whom we serve, if he do not deliver us, we going to hold on anyhow. Because I believe that God is a jealous God. I believe that God is a mighty God. And the God I serve told me not to bow down. I don't care what you do to my body. I don't care what you do to my life. But you can't mess with my soul. I'm going to stand for the power of a mighty God. So I stand here in the name of Jesus. He said, I'm going to give you one more chance. I want you to start playing me some music. Play me some music to worship my image. Play me some music. Play me some music. Play me some music to worship my image. Now I want to know, are you going to bow down now? There's a whole no, my king. I cannot bow down. Well, the king got mad and his anger began to get bad. He said, I want you to light the furnace 7 times hotter than it usually be hotter. And I want you to take these men, bound them, cast them into the fiery furnace. Well, now I see these men going down to the fiery furnace. They are bound down. They got their hands tied down. But I hear my God walking with them every step of the way. I hear the songwriter say, walk with me, Lord, while I'm on my Jesus journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. So now I'm at the furnace. The Bible said that those men that took them to the furnace, as they got ready to throw them in, the fire slew them, killed them right there on the spot. But these men fell down bound in the midst of the fiery furnace. The Bible said the king went and he looked in the door. He was astonished. He said, oh my God, did not we put three men bound in the fiery furnace? But I see four men, they are loose. Walking around, no harm to them. They don't look like what they've been through. They've been through the fire. They've been through the rain. They've been through the smoke. They should have had some pain. But the power of a mighty God, Jesus the Christ, is walking around with them. No smell of fire. No smoke in the man. I thank God for a man called Jesus. I want to let you know that I don't look like what I've been through. But I want to help somebody else. Even though you might have gone through something. Anybody in here going through right now. But you got on your happy face. You got on your church face. You got on it's going to be all right face. But on the inside, you are crying out, mercy, mercy. Have God have mercy on me. But I want to let you know that I don't look like what I'm going through. But when I'm bad and out, when I'm down and out, I still have a smile on my face. If I'm hungry and my stomach growling, I still got a smile on my face. I don't look like what I've been through. I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. But God has been with me every step of the way. And that same God, he's here for somebody this morning. Somebody in here. You going through. You got on the good face. But on the inside, you know you need something. I want to help you get it. See, it's good to have a good face. It's good to have a demeanor.
to not let the enemy know that you might be getting a little weary. But if you hold on and hold out, don't never, ever allow the enemy to get the upper hand on you. You see, these three men have went through the fire, but they come out safe. No hurt, no harm. When they got outside the fire, they could be a witness this morning. I don't look like what I've been through. Hallelujah. Somebody that's been walking up and down these streets struggling with personal indifferences in your body. And somehow, some way, you made it through those doors one more time. And you've been through hell and high water, but you don't look like what you've been through. Somebody is glad that God had that protective, watchful eye, that when I was nothing but a wretch undone, he still watched over us. He still kept us. He cradled us into his loving arms and rocked us like a little baby. And the Bible said, as long as we're in his hands, nobody can pluck us out. See, King Nebuchadnezzar, he was angry, he was upset, and he was the man that he thought had authority and power. But God has the last say. I don't care who threatened you. Blessed are ye when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For yours is the kingdom of heaven. Now, Paul said that when you've been tried by the fire and your work has been tried as to what sort that it is, if you're still standing, there are rewards in store for you. Salvation is a free gift from God. If you want rewards, you got to work for it. You got to earn it. These men stood for what they believed, knowing that they were threatened to be thrown into a fiery furnace and die. But it was just like saying, if I die, let me die, because I'm going to see the King. And so they came out victorious with all power in their hand. Is there someone in here this morning that have gone through some things in your life that your testimony, your story this morning is, I don't look like what I've been through. They counted me out. They said I wasn't going to make it. But I'm here. The doctor shook his head and said I was going to be gone a long time ago, but I'm still here. Is that anybody's story in here? Somebody in society say, you nothing but a wretch. You ain't never going to be nobody. But you still here. Is that somebody's story in here this morning? Lord, I've been coming to church Sunday after Sunday. I've been praying hard. But Lord, all week long, I just go through so much hell. Is that somebody's story in here? But you can say, I don't look like what I've been going through. Think about it. On that day when you're having your worst day, but you're able to muster out a smile. Whew. Not looking like what you're going through. Because sometimes when you can do a flip-flop on the enemy, the enemy thought he's going to have you all hung down and all feeling all sorry and crying and self-pity. And you got a hallelujah anyhow praise that I'm going to praise him. If there any praises in the house, if there anybody want to make the devil out a liar, if there any worshipers in here this morning, if there anybody that said, I got mine, I got mine. Hallelujah. Don't nobody know like you know. This little bald head veteran right here. Walking the fields of Vietnam, but made it back home. He don't look like what he been through. But God watched over him. It's praise and worship time. Somebody want to give God some praise for delivering them, for healing them, for being there when everybody else closed their backs and closed their eyes and said that you wasn't going to make it, but God stayed right there by your side. And to that God, we say thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody ought to give God praise this morning. Somebody ought to give him praise this morning. It's revival time. It's revival time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Yes. Yes. I'm so glad I don't look like what I'm going through. I'm so glad that as I go through, I'm not going through all by myself. Anybody know that God, that same Jesus that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when you are in your fiery furnace, he'll walk with you. He'll protect you. And he'll keep you. Hallelujah, Jesus. As you stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. God has been so good to us this morning. Anybody grateful this morning? We got loved ones that would love to be in this house this morning. Just not physically able, but God is able to reach them wherever they may be. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. I'm so glad. So glad. We don't look like what we're going through.